Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yes, it is. Now, you know what I remember this from?
What's that?
It's the Denzel Washington movie with John Goodman. I think it's Falling Down. Is it Falling? Not Falling Down.
That's Michael. No.
But it Michael was a Douglas? Denzel movie where it was like, it was this entity that would
fallen.
Get in the
fallen.
Fallen. The Fallen.
Fallen.
And he would sing the song, Time is on my side. Yes, it is.
Denzel, John Goodman, Donald Sutherland.
That was a good movie, man.
James Gandolfini was in
that? I know Falling Down, though. That was Michael Douglas.
He went berserk. He went berserk on that one.
He did. All right, welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Are you expecting a big step back out of the Eagles' defense? I am. And look, when you expect something, you're less upset when it happens. I'm preparing myself that this defense is not going to be what it was last year. And that was probably the case before yesterday. Hearing Fangio and all the questions about all the different spots that have changed here just cemented it for me that we're going to have a different kind of team this year. And if he could create a top 10 or 12 defense with what he has, I will be happy. I think it's more like they're going to be somewhere between 10 and 15. It wouldn't shock me if they're closer to the middle of the pack than they are the top 5 this year. They have a lot of holes in this defense, and I think they're going to take a big step back. Where do you come down? All right, let's hear about some of the good things, or at least things that we could feel more certain about. Let's start with this. Jordan Davis back this year. We know the fifth-year option was picked up. Here is Fangio talking about Jordan Davis and how he progressed over the last year.
I think he's in the best shape that he's ever been in, which he kind of got into late in the season last year, and he's carried it over. So I think he's going to do very well for us this year.
Can I just follow up real quick on that? You don't typically see guys get in their best shape late into the season. Why did it take so long for him to get in his best shape?
We could be here a long time for that. It's for some guys it takes time, but I'm ducking that question.
Hugh, what did you make of that? Because I'm at the point now, look, I think Jordan's a solid player, mm-hmm. and he certainly brings some good things to the table. And I think he did play better down the stretch last season. He had some pass rush, in moments in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. But I stopped holding my breath that he puts it together for a full season because it feels like we do the same thing every year where, hey, he's in shape, and then somehow he falls out of shape, and maybe he gets back in shape. I have stopped waiting for the Jordan Davis full season, in shape, focused the whole time. That hasn't happened yet in the NFL.
I think it's because of there are some outside entities, in my opinion, that are hindering him from being the best version of himself. And I think a lot of...
You self-editing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I am.
I saw that. That was in real time.
I want to say something. I didn't want to, I don't want to speak out of turn, but he needs to realize that a lot of things, like sometimes, man, you gotta kind of people don't understand what you're going through. Like people don't understand what it takes to do what you do and how hard it was to get to where you are. And you need to reiterate to those folks all the time, like, man, listen. This is not helping me. So I think that that's the space that he needs to be in. He needs to realize that, hey, you know, in off season, you know, we do it. We can eat good in off season, but during the season, we have to maintain focus and worry about football, because there probably was a conversation that was had about him and his weight and how it fluctuates during the season.
Yep.
Because we started this at the beginning of the year, and he gained weight, and it affected his game. And when he got his weight down, you see how well he plays. So it's one of those things where, you know, he wants to be here, and this is a sacrifice that you have to make in order to play at a high level.
Well, and they need him. I mean, because like we were just talking about, they have less depth at that spot.
Yeah.
They need him to be more than he's been. They picked up the fifth-year option. All right, so we'll see what Davis does. I'm not holding my breath that he stays in shape the whole time, because he seems to fluctuate all the time. But Jalen Carter, we all do believe in, and he was incredible down the stretch last year, and it seemed like he leveled up, and maybe he levels up even again this year to more like a defensive player of the year kind of guy. Listen to fan. I thought this answer was so interesting, because when Dave Uram, you'll hear, asked the question about, you know, Jeremiah Trotter Sr. was on the afternoon show on Monday and basically said he doesn't even know what he's doing yet, and he's this good of a player. Wait till he figures it out. And here's how Fangio responded when asked about that.
Three, Jeremiah Trotter Sr. said on WIP yesterday that he's been hearing from some folks that Jalen doesn't even know how to play the position yet. It was in a complimentary fashion, in a sense to say that he doesn't even know how to play the position yet. Sky's the limit. What's your thoughts on that?
I agree with the, you know, with the point he's trying to make. I do think Jalen, the good news about Jalen is twofold. One, he played very well for us last year. And two, he can still improve a lot.
See, that part at the end, when he agreed with that, it makes me think that Vic believes there's even another level or two, Hugh, to where Jalen Carter could go. That we haven't even scratched the surface of how good he could be.
Yeah, because he's a man among boys. I told you yesterday, Rusty Manziel was a guy in Georgia that I knew that knew him intimately. And he used to talk about how in practice he was just beast fools. Like, he was just, you know, whatever he wanted to do.
Yep.
There was nobody who could stop him when he wanted to be, you know, dominant. And we kind of saw a lot of that. We saw that his first year, he flashed. People got mad because, oh, why are you trying to put him in the Hall of Fame? Dog, he flashed. He showed what he could do. Last year, he was a big part of it. And this is the thing, Joe. His contribution was way bigger than what the stats showed. You know, and then you talk about it. It's funny because that's why it resonated with people when Trot said it. Because Trot played linebacker. And Trot knows how important it is to have those guys up front doing their job to make your job easy.
Sure.
And he made everybody's job easier because you didn't have those guards and centers getting up to that second level to put hands on the linebackers. And they were able to free flow, fast flow, whatever you want to call it, and make plays that they made.
Before we go any further, here we're going to go to the phone lines, but I just checked in on a Twitter poll for the first time today, and officially, you know, I haven't said this in a few weeks, I'm noticing Super Bowl syndrome, Hugh. It's out there.
What's that?
It has overtaken the Delaware Valley. Well, Kyle put up a poll. Are you expecting the Eagles to have a top five defense next year?
Mm-hmm.
Top five? With all the losses we had, which feels it would be remarkable to me, 74% are voting yes on this? Top five defense in the NFL after all the losses?
Well, I think that they kind of look at it. I think they look at it like this.
Mm-hmm.
Going
explain
into the season.
You.
Well,
explain
I think
it.
Going.
Explain.
I think going,
you have syndrome, so you explain it.
I don't have the
you
syndrome.
Have some syndrome.
I have what they call vision.
You have syndrome.
I have vision.
You're infected with the syndrome.
It doesn't help that I'm blind. It doesn't help that I work with you two.
Top five.
That crushed me. Every time.
We lost like half of the babies.
Because I give. First of all, I give great Hughes clues.
Well, we'll get to those in a couple minutes.
Let me put that out there first. And wow. I give precise analysis.
You long talk.
And it turns into long talking. Because, listen, it's not my fault that I long talk. It's our fan base. Sometimes I have to sit down. Listen, and that's not being disrespectful.
You're blaming others for you long talking?
It's not being disrespectful.
It's so disrespectful.
No, it's not. It's just that sometimes, when you talk to some people, you can't give them the cliff notes. You got to let them read the whole chapter. Our fan base is into chapter reading.
You think people are more capable of getting
and absorbing the Cliff Notes or the entire chapter?
The whole chapter. Sometimes
I would tend to disagree.
See, this is what I do. See, this is what I figured out.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When I tell them I'm about the long talk, they lock in a little bit, for a little bit.
It's like when FDR would do fireside chats. Turn that radio up, everyone.
Yeah, turn it up. Turn it up, because I'm about the long talk. It's when you hit them with the long talking and you don't prepare them for it. That's when we start to get a little, you know, it gets a little fuzzy. But
so
I've noticed.
So this is a filibuster.
No.
The Eagles are not going to have a top five defense.
No, listen, because I've noticed over the last couple of weeks that when I long talk just a little bit, they get it. That, like, so they need the long talk. The people need the long. I know what the people need,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, right.
They need the long talk.
Mm-hmm. You think Herb from the Northeast is absorbing the whole chapter?
Long talker himself.
Now, he is.
Herb is an individual that sprints through whatever Herb wants to talk about. Damn what you talking about, Kyle. Herb going to talk about what he want to talk about respectfully. We have a few callers like that.
So I have heard in the last 2 minutes not a single reason why it makes sense.
A bunch of excuses and no accountability.
Because I had to defend myself first.
You had to deflect.
I get back to that.
Okay.
Because I feel like when we talk about this defense and we talk about at the beginning of last year, it was still unknown.
It was totally unknown.
And we were pleasantly surprised.
Oh yeah,
with the performances of the guys that we got off the, for lack of a better way of saying it, and it helps my story to scrap heat. So the thing that and now we're starting to invoke, you know, visions of Jim Johnson and everything like that. So for me, the thing that made Jim Johnson such a good defensive coordinator is that he adapted and changed every year to the team that he had. And Vic Fangio basically said the same thing. He said, well, you know, that was last year. And, you know, this team this year is going to be different because we got new faces. So Vic is the type of coordinator, in my opinion, that's going to adapt the defense that highlights the player's strengths and covers up their weaknesses. Because that's basically what you're doing as a defensive coordinator.
Totally. But they're young. I mean, when you have young defense.
They're young, but they're smart.
I don't doubt that. But they're young, and I just think that they've lost a lot. I mean, this was obvious in March. It's becoming clearer now as Vic Fangio speaks about what he's gotten. They start getting rolling here. 215-592-9495. Let's go to the phone lines. And then we got to let you know the prize we're giving away today. Bruce in D.C. Good morning, Bruce.
Bruce. Good morning, Hugh. Joe, Kyle, and the crew.
Good morning, Bruce. What's up?
All right. Good stuff. No, this is a good conversation. I think one of the things that we're missing here, and actually, Hugh, you kind of just hit on it in a sense, right? I'm like you, Joe. I will agree. Look, there are definitely some concerns because of the player turnover. And many of the skill positions, and to include the injuries, those are very legit. But I sit back and I look at what has happened, you know, between this year and last year. And if you look at the questions that we have this year. Biggio has taken, even though with the youth, he has a system, he has established a system in place that is a system that works. And it's like you said, it caters to the player's strengths, and he was successful at doing that. Now, here's the reason why I'm optimistic. The top five defense is not necessarily a far wrong thing, because last year our biggest question was the coach was Vangio, and all of the youth and all, we had more challenges last year on the defense than we did this year. It's just all about just plugging in the pieces. And what is Vangio going to do with this piece? So that's the reason why I'm more optimistic about what's going to happen. I think the defense is going to be pretty good, if not better, than potentially than they have. And if that happens,
better. Better than last year?
Well, potentially, yeah.
No.
Here's the reason why. Because first of all, the players like a Jomo, the backup players that we have. They're going to step up. I think they're going to be more productive. They've shown that in the play, and they're going to get more playing time.
Right, but we lost. But now we have worse backups. If they're the starters now, then we have worse. Like, the depth isn't what it was last year. If Jomo was a backup and now he's a starter, the depth chart's right. Not as good.
Well, that's true. But let's not count the draft out either, because they made some good press and they're unproven. But the plans that we have in the draft, and that's a big question mark, so I will agree with you. And that's why I said potentially. But he's a system guy. Vangio's a system guy. And if people buy into the system and they can be plugged in successfully, I think that we're not going to see too much of a drop-off. But it could slide the other way, too. We just have to wait and see. I just believe in Vangio because now, unlike last year, we didn't know what Vangio was. Hey, we know what he brings to the table now. So I think that we're going to be in a better place.
Well, I think for some of these guys, year two with Fangio, certainly that they're more progressed in the system. Bruce, we appreciate it. But, like, what are we doing? Better than last year's defense? That was a once-in-a-maybe-a-lifetime defense they had last year. I mean, I think we all expect at least a slight step back from that. At least I thought so.
Well, I hear what he's saying. Now, there's a lot that goes into that. Now, I don't necessarily subscribe to that. I think they'll be decent. But a lot of times with defenses, you have a huge leap from the second year from the first year.
And but they can't go up from one.
Well,
they're one.
Well, I'm talking about as far as the way they played and everything. You're right. As far as what Coach Fangio did, that was a hell of a defense that he put together. But here's the thing that I do know, that with the majority of the guys that played defense last year coming back,
mm-hmm.
the installs will be different. They're not as, I guess, for lack of a better way of saying it, as taxing, because you're not reteaching some of the same thing, because there's a lot that you're putting in.
Sure.
And that there's a lot that people are already going to be familiar with. So you don't have to, you know, over-install things, because a lot of the guys, the thing that you're doing in these OTAs right now, you're getting the young cats up to speed, the new recruits. You're getting them up to speed, because most of the guys that we're talking about, they've been in this defense for a while. Now, since roles have changed and opportunities have presented themselves, now they get a chance to step up and get a little bit more coaching, learn a little bit more about the nuances of the defense. So that's why I get where Bruce is coming from, because that's supposed to be the case. Now, I know it's hard to fathom this defense being better than it was last year.
It's impossible. Yeah,
well, but they're going to still be a pretty good defense.
So I agree with you. Like, the whole thing that Bruce was doing about, you know, Jomo is going to step up, Keely Ringo is going to step up. Like, there's a reason these guys, they were here last year and they were backups
yes.
to these guys.
Yes.
Like, if they were good enough, they would have played, if not, you know, played more. But I don't, the whole idea that it's totally impossible for the defense to be better next year.
Better?
I don't think it will be. But I don't think it's a statistical impossibility. Like, the Eagles have a tougher schedule this year. They're playing better teams.
Yes.
So even if they're, you know what, they allowed 17 points per game last year. Even if they allowed like 18 or like 19.
Might be more impressive.
You can make the argument yeah, sure. that it's better just based off of the competition who
yeah,
they're playing.
It might be more impressive. You know, Fangio gets this defense to one or two. That might be more impressive than last year.
I don't think it's going to happen. I'm just saying, like, it's not something that can happen.
Yeah. I think Hugh, you've used the term before, lightning in a bottle. And I wouldn't go as far as to say that. But last year did have some of that element to it, to where they went from bad the first month to the best defense we ever saw very fast. To expect that again just feels like a lot. All right, 215-592-9494. Before we go any further, we do have a giveaway today. We have a pair of tickets to give away today to see a championship season. The Mann Center, Philadelphia Eagles, and NFL Films coming together to celebrate another Eagles championship season. It's a special concert event, July 24th at the Mann Center, hosted by the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reitz. Relive highlights of the 2024 season, including this great defense. Also, that concert's going to feature highlights displayed on three giant screens, accompanied by NFL Films-inspired music performed by the Philadelphia Orchestra. It's really an awesome event. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. We got a pair to give away today, and we're going to play a little game we call Hugh's Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with a tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hugh's Clues. Come on in, come on in. Hugh's Clues. It's Hugh's Clues and you.
See, I'm a little excited about this one because I think this one's pretty easy.
Oh, boy.
It is. Yeah. I think this is pretty easy.
When you get a big head over there with the clues, that's when these take three.
I'm just saying. He's already putting this on the call.
Well, I always do, man, because I feel like I'm an open book, and I'm not that hard to read. Now, I might be hard to understand at times, but I guess that could be the same. That could be, interpreted as the same thing.
Yeah.
But, okay, here's the first clue. Because today is the last day that I'm here because I'm getting ready to go on a road trip.
Road trip, Douglas.
Road trip, Douglas. I am going on a road trip. I'm going to Georgia this weekend. Going to Georgia this weekend. So
he means for this week. He's coming back.
Yeah, I'm coming.
We're
going
to miss you.
Yeah, I'm coming back. I don't believe that, Kyle. You're not going to miss me. But
why not?
I just don't believe it. I don't believe it. No,
because
y'all. You know what's funny? And I might give y'all a call because when is Broads coming in?
Friday.
So tomorrow. Friday. Yeah. Well, if Elliot tomorrow, Broads Friday.
I'm excited about that. Broads, you and Broads together on a Friday at a golf outing.
We'll have fun. Yeah.
Yeah, that's gonna be ball. Mm-hmm.
Golf
be ball.
Shirts. Okay. Kyle's gonna be there. Have a great time.
You think Broads gonna wear a golf shirt?
Yes, a golf guy.
Absolutely.
He's a golf guy.
I don't know. I'm just.
I think he'll wear a golf shirt.
I think hockey guys. I think there's a pretty significant overlap between hockey guys and golf guys, but I'm not sure about Broads.
And so who's in tomorrow? I don't want to slight anybody.
Elliot,
and my man ESPN tomorrow. So you gotta get a little bit of a reprieve.
I know, but I don't get to berate and have the barrage of drops.
You people gonna miss me on Friday.
I would have rolled him until he told me no.
All right.
We do have the drops, so we can do a whole huge segment without him.
And so this is what I'm gonna do because I feel like I'm giving you a little bit of a I'm throwing you a lifeline here, people, because I already know what a lot of y'all are thinking.
They're in your head already, the you people?
No, but I'm saying because I don't want anybody to waste a guess.
Okay.
Because y'all know I'm going to hit Bucky. You know Bucky's it's going down. Like I'm trying to debate on what time I'm going to hit Bucky's because I'm leaving tonight, so I might hit Bucky's about midnight.
Okay.
So I might be in Bucky's for about 2 hours. So it's not Bucky's.
2 hours?
I don't know because
it's a gas station.
I feel like I have to get a lot of stuff, though. I feel like Bucky's
You can't spend 2 hours in a gas station.
Well,
they're going to call security.
I just might go.
This pop-up over here is wandering around.
I might just go in the stall and just, sit down for a while and just, see how long it takes before somebody come to check
that
on
me. That feels really weird. I got to tell you. go to a gas station bathroom, sit on the stall for a couple hours.
Nobody can see me in the stall. That's the beautiful thing about it.
Well, you hope, yeah.
No, because they're enclosed. They're like little enclosures.
I get it. Okay.
Okay, let me get back to the Hughes School. Okay, this is a city that's on the way on my road trip.
All right. You're taking a road trip down to Georgia.
Down to Georgia.
And we have a city that's on your route.
On my route.
All right, there it is. Your first clue. Huge clues today. Pair of tickets to give away to a championship season. The Mann Center, Philadelphia Eagles, NFL Films coming together for a great event July 24th at the Mann Center. So your first clue today for Huge Clues, it is a city that Hugh will pass through on his way down to Georgia. 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard here on the Midday Show. We got a lot to get to. Your calls to the Philadelphia Eagles. Are you expecting a big step back out of the defense? I am. I think it's going to be significant from where they were last year to where they're going to be this year. Vic Fangio's got his work cut out for him, as you heard yesterday, talking about a lot of changes they've made and some new spots they have to figure out here. Plus, we got a coworker around here spreading propaganda.
Propaganda.
And I can't have it. So we got to address something that I saw both both out there on social media and was sent to me directly last night. We'll address that coming up. 215-592-9494. It has to do with the Phillies and a guy who hit a home run last, actually a pair of home runs. That's coming up. Midday show, as always, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Winning off on the field starts with how you recover off the field. And nobody helps you bounce back like my team at the Mattress Warehouse. Celebrate the 4th of July, people, with big savings at Mattress Warehouse. Up to $1,200 warehouse-wide. Right now, you can save $500 on a Tempur-Pedic best-selling Breeze mattresses designed to feel up to 10 degrees cooler. That's nice, especially if you're one of those people that sleeps hot all night long, every night. Plus, you get $300 in free accessories with your purchase. Now, if I were you people, I would probably use that $300 to get pillows because the pillows that they have are really, really nice. And if you're going to get a nice bed, you might as well get some nice pillows. So do what I did. Come in today and sleep better tonight during the Mattress Warehouse 4th of July sale. Shop their entire selection and find a location near you at themattresswarehouse.com, mattresswarehouse.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.